Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And on our KGLO live line this morning, I have NIAC Athletic Director Dan Mason with me. And Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. Great summer morning.
Great summer morning indeed. And I'm so used to having you in studio, and you and I can get a chance to visit and talk all the time. But we are social distancing, probably for a lot of reasons. You're so busy going meeting to meeting right now, getting ready for fall athletics and just getting kids back on campus. It's got to be a busy time for you, Dan.
You know, it really has been. I've been out here the entire time, holding down the fort a little bit, and then the last couple of weeks we've slowly integrated back onto campus. A lot of our support staff, but campus is still officially closed to the public. We're up and functioning, though, for all the needs that students would have and everything. So, but it has been really busy. I serve on the NJCA Eligibility Committee, and I'm also the Women's Regional Director for Athletics. So I was Zoomed out a long time ago, but we keep forging on, and it was really great on Monday. I mentioned to you off the air, we had our first face-to-face meeting with all the schools in Iowa's community colleges along with our administration. We were in a ballroom down in Johnston, and we all had our own table, and we were all spread out, but we spent the entirety of the day working on our path forward for our student athletes for the coming year.
Talk about that a little bit. That path has been described in so many different ways at so many different college levels. What about the junior college teams, the community college teams? Maybe you can fill us in a little bit.
Yeah, I think the really positive thing is we have a great group of schools, presidents, administrators, and athletic directors. You know, compared to a lot of regions, one of our biggest strengths is just we have solid numbers. You know, there's 15 schools represented, and from the very beginning, as we started meeting, the number one goal was let's try to take what the NJCA gives us, work together as a unit on the things that we can, so we have some uniformity. In our venues, some uniformity in our competition, and then understanding that each local school has different set of circumstances and issues that might come up. But from the very beginning, we've really worked well as a group. And, one of the things that we have tackled as we look at everything this week, and we're close to finalizing, you know, kind of the details that we have for two areas. One, the competition itself, and what we've decided to do, and we're working out the final details, is really compete against each other, lean on each other, those numbers. So, I think when it's all said and done, you might see certainly for the fall schedule where we set aside the Division I, the Division II status, and we compete against each other and less against outside competition, outside the region, and things like that. And then also on the other flip side of that, working closely with our athletic training staff. They've been meeting biweekly and now weekly, all of the trainers at the community colleges, so that we not everything exactly the same, but enough shared protocols. For instance, you know, as a NIAC athletic director, what do we do when we put our volleyball team on the bus to head down to Iowa Central? How are they going to be handled when they're there? Et cetera, et cetera. But we've really worked well together and are making some really strong recommendations to the presidents. And so that's been fun. It's been a good process. And we have a lot of good people working in our athletic conference.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, Dan, is that a lot of people maybe they don't understand, but once you get athletes on a campus, they not only play games together, but they practice together, they study together, they go to meals together, they live together, and it's a whole different environment.
Yeah, and I think in and that's what I mean by locally. You have to look at, you know, your population, and we're very fortunate with our relatively new housing. You know, their suite styles are not all stacked, you know, one on top of the other. You know, but you're right. How they spend their time together, their movements, you know, the competition is just a small part of it. Probably that's the most controllable environment when we have them in their group, their cohort group, if you will, whether it be in the weight room or in the practice setting. I mentioned the athletic trainers. Mark Verba, our athletic trainer, has done a great job. We almost immediately formed a return to athletics planning team, includes Dr. Swisher from town, Joe Bedford from Athletico, some of our professionals both on and off campus, just a wide variety of people to kind of give us insight to those other movements that maybe, you know, myself as a coach wouldn't be thinking of. You know, we have one of our mental health professionals there because we think the care of the kids with all the disruptions, whether they were a high school senior this past year or a returning sophomore, because things will be different and there'll be some challenges. So Mark has done a great job leading those efforts, and I think we have a good handle on a lot of different things. But, you know, it's kind of like when you play a game. Sometimes you think, boy, we're going to press them the whole game, and after they dunk a few on you, you decide, well, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. We got to go to plan B. So it's a very fluid situation.
What are some of the biggest things that the fans might notice when they start to see sports happening and athletics happening in NIAC?
Well, I think the, you know, it kind of depends on the sport, but wherever we're at, you know, there'll be more structure and I guess more formality to where people are placed or where people can come and go. And I think that, and I say that in a good way, I take a lot of pride over the years. You know, we obviously have great support and a lot of long-time supporters, and it's a big part of the collegial setting that we have here at NIAC that some of our competitors don't have that. We have great support in that way. And so I think with that, it's just the same thing we'll be asking our student-athletes. Whatever changes we need to make or however we set things up, we're going to need them to be supportive of us in that way, because our main focus is, you know, we're committed to, as a school and as a conference, to provide a competition opportunity for our students this year. So, you know, we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. But I think just probably we've been, you know, maybe a little bit more informal in the past. We're probably going to have to tighten that up a little bit.
I was also thinking a little bit about the wintertime sports when looking ahead. And I know you've got a lot of time before you get there, but really, once kids start on campus anymore, they start practicing basketball and doing those kinds of things. But I did see the note from the NJCAA that they're talking about that Thanksgiving until after Christmas time period, that there's a gap in there this year.
Yeah, and I think that the two biggest things, and there'll be changes to come, I would assume between now and August, there'll be, you know, some more things from the NJCA. But two of the biggest things is wrestling has actually been moved to January, a big change. So wrestling will be able to start practice right after the new year. The first competition will be January 20th. And Tim, their national tournament now to be held at Iowa Western in Council Bluffs is going to be the third week of April. So that's a big change. So that's one of them. I think the other thing in regard to basketball specifically, they're recommending to really really consider not playing many games between Thanksgiving and the start of the new year. we've been really focused as athletic directors about, you know, those fall sports. But I think, again, the beauty of basketball is that we have, you know, 14 or 15 teams, you know, in both men's and women's at both levels. So where a lot of schools, I know I've talked to the regional director out in Nebraska at Columbus, and, you know, they really need non-conference games, you know, to even have a schedule where, you know, we have the ability to really build a good schedule if we choose, and that hasn't been decided yet. But if we were to choose, hey, let's just play home and home across the region. And for guys like you and me, that takes us back to the old days when there were no divisions and, you know, you're playing everybody. So I think we're going to really look at it as a conference. Right now, the schedule for basketball remains the same, which for conference, it boils down to two conference games before Christmas and then the brunt of them after. So as of right now, that's we're set with that. We're going to do it. But one of the things, that, and you touched on this a little bit, with the number, you know, with the things that you need to do or the way we have to space kids out a little bit more, probably we'll have to be more formal with our timing and reserving times and, you know, not bleeding over in other people's practices, and because we've got to turn locker rooms around and things like that. So those are a lot of things we're working on behind the scenes. And then, you know, along those lines, Tim, one of the things that we came up with that really went well for us, I got a couple more coming up next week, but we did a Zoom meeting with our volleyball team and their parents, Mark and myself and Coach Brandt, and that was very positive. We didn't give them all kinds of, we kept it fairly brief as far as information, but we just wanted them to know how excited we were about their return to campus and the return of sports. But then we did start to talk a little bit about, you know, we need your leadership because things are going to be a little bit different and you guys are going to set the tone, et cetera. And then we're able to answer some questions. So I think the biggest thing for us is to try and educate our coaches and our athletes about, hey, here's how we need to do it, and work with them on that and listen to them, which is important too, because I don't corner the market on good ideas. Lots of times that comes from our, you know, our athletes themselves or our coaches, and we just want to get it right for our students.
Speaking of coaches, I know I've kept you a long time this morning, Dan, and I appreciate you taking some time to spend with me. But I know you've got some coaching spots to fill too. And, you know, I mentioned early today on the air that while we go through a pandemic like we're going through and everything that you have to deal with that is enough for most people, then we just have regular life things that go on. And those are the things that we all have in our own jobs. And in your particular position, you've got to fill a few spots.
Yeah, and it, you know, the good news is we have a great athletic department and we have a great community. So we know we'll always get really good candidates, and there's a high level of interest in the jobs that we do have open. Obviously, Coach Cicchetto, Coach Terrell, prior to him, Coach Hortel, we've had a great tradition in women's basketball. We're happy for Todd to get a new opportunity. But then, you know, the work starts, like you said, after we shake hands and wish him well, that we have to fill that position. But we've put together a really strong committee. I'm very impatient with things like this. It never moves as fast as I would like, but I also have to be the one that takes a broader perspective. You know, we want to get a right fit because we want to continue that tradition. And I was thinking about this, Tim, probably in women's basketball, to my knowledge, we've had about five coaches. You know, maybe six, but that's so we've had some great stability in those programs. And obviously, you know, the saddest part about last year, I felt bad for all of our student athletes, but for our women's team not to have that opportunity to defend their number one ranking at the national level, it was a challenge. But yeah, we have a good committee together. We're starting the review of applications, and we'll start Zooming with people quickly. and then we'll go from there. But I'm, you know, I don't have time to be down in the dumps about it. I'm excited about giving an opportunity to a new era of NIAC women's basketball.
Got to be a little bit of excitement, isn't there, as we kind of wrap up, Coach? I mean, just to know you've got to go all through all this planning and everything with all these different ADs and coaches and trainers and everything to get kids back on campus and try to move everything forward a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Tim, one of our volleyball players, I'm going to have it wrong here, Hollander, I think, from, she's a Mason City. Do I get that name right?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. She was our first student back here in the rec center. We've opened for internal usage, and then with any of our local current athletes that make an appointment with Mark and come in, and I stopped her after she's religiously come in and done her workouts in the morning, first or second day, I just had a big smile, and I said, I am so glad to see you. It is, I said, my whole thing is I love being around students. I love the rhythm of our campus when we have students. I've done this a long time. It still fires me up, and so you're exactly right. Mr. Mason will be quite excited when he's so busy he doesn't sit down during a day, and we're going from this to that and the other thing, and then I'll say, oh, I forgot to get the coffee on, Tim. I'm sorry, I didn't get the coffee made for you.
Well, you keep the coffee pot ready, because I'll be coming to visit as soon as we're open on campus, okay?
All right. Love talking with you, Tim. Appreciate all that you guys are doing. It's a real anchor point for our community. I think don't underrate that, how important that's been during this you know, whatever we're calling it, isolation or different things, but really appreciate all that you guys do out there at the station. I mean that sincerely.
Thank you so much, Dan. Always good to talk to you.
Take care, man.
All righty. Thank you. Dan Mason with us, my good friend, athletic director at North Iowa Area Community College on AM 1300 KGLO.